Hey Ravens fans, I am Ryan Mink. I am here with third round pick safety Terrence Brooks. Terrence, welcome to the Ravens, first of all.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell us your draft night story? How did it all go down?
Well, we had got a little tipped. I was supposed to be like pretty much late first, early second round grade, and was looking real forward to that in that first round, and then the hit on safeties went, and I didn't get into it, so it was pretty hard that day to go with that, and then had to just wake up the next day with a new mindset, and the second round went by, still thinking my name's on the call, so I was kind of mad, and I went to bed actually with my girl and just laid down and didn't even want to watch it, and as soon as I said I don't even want to watch it anymore, the phone rang, and I picked it up so fast I didn't even have time to look at the caller ID, and he was actually on the phone asking me, do you know what team this is, because we just took one of your teammates, and I initially thought it was LaMarcus Joyner at first, and he was like, no, do you even know who you're talking to? And I was like, no, I don't know. I just picked up the phone. I'm sorry. He was like, we picked up Timmy, and then I was like, oh, that's real good, but I didn't realize actually what team it was, and finally hit me that it was the Ravens. Literally, I went crazy in the house. They couldn't even talk to me. It was a wild experience, but it was real good. Right. Real
and,
good night.
And why were the Ravens so high on your list? Why were they the perfect fit for you?
I've always watched their defense and just how physical they are. I mean, obviously, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed are just big motivators on that team. They're big leaders. That's why I look up to them so much. And, I mean, it just fits my style of play, which is nasty, fast, mean. I mean, it all fits well in this defense, so it's good.
Right. And what was it like? I mean, there were a lot of safeties in this draft class. Did you feel like, you know, you matched up with those safeties? You were just as good as those safeties?
Definitely. I felt like going through the whole process of getting to the league, which the pro days and the combines and things like that, I felt like I did really good, and I actually did. And I felt like that was a shoe-in for me to actually get that first-round grade and get in there. Even if it was late first, I still wanted to get there. But for the most part, I mean, everything happens for a reason. So, I mean, even though that didn't happen, I still got blessed with a better opportunity that's coming here.
Right. So now you mentioned you're with Timmy Jernigan. Yeah. He was a second-round pick. Is he kind of razzing you that he went around earlier, or how's it work between you two?
No, I mean, we both are just happy that we're here with each other. I mean, anytime you can keep someone on your team from the previous team, I mean, it's really good. And we were fortunate enough to get a national championship at Florida State, and now we can hopefully bring a Super Bowl here.
Who hits harder, you or Timmy?
I would say me. I can generate more speed to the hit, so it's good.
And you really wowed a lot of people with your speed. I mean, at the combine, I mean, you were, you know, a sub 4.4 guy. I mean, you were really fast. Has that been something that you've always kind of hung your hat on, or what is it?
I feel like it's definitely a big part of my game. I love just getting that much speed to come down and hit somebody, or just use that speed for my range of getting sideline to sideline. I mean, it's very beneficial to the defense, and I mean, I'm glad I have that in my game because it helps a lot.
Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we ran a poll on the website, mm-hmm. and we asked Ravens fans who their favorite draft pick was, and you won. And to be honest with you, it wasn't even really that close. what's your reaction to the Ravens fans and their reaction to you so far?
To tell you the truth, ever since the day you guys picked me up, I mean, it's been great. I mean, the fans have been very supportive. I've got probably over 1,000 or so of welcome to Baltimore tweets and texts and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, it's definitely a great experience to be here. The fans are like no one else. I mean, it's the perfect atmosphere for me. So, I mean, I just can't wait to go out there and actually show them what I could do and just please them all.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, Terrence. We appreciate it.
Thank you.